I'm Lawrence Gunther, and this is another Bluefish Canada stewardship tip. I've been using guide dogs for over 30 years now. Not the same dog, but great dogs. And every dog is terrific. You know, it's always hard to say goodbye to a pet, to a friend, and for me especially, to say goodbye to one of my guide dogs. I always keep them around when I can, and they always live their life with me to the end. When you bring your dog on the water fishing with you on a boat, you got to make sure your boat is clean. You can't have hooks and lures lying around. Dogs aren't wearing boots. They're not wearing running shoes. They got pads, and their pads are important to them. There's nothing more horrific than a hook stuck in a dog's pad. What's even worse, though, is when a dog snaps at a lure and gets a hook in the mouth. This is something that's easily avoidable. You know, if you're going to train your dog to chase balls, to catch frisbees, that's one thing. But you got to make sure your dog is not going to take that training and apply it to fishing lures. Take a fishing lure, take the hooks off, tie it to the end of your rod, and train your dog to ignore it. You know, always work it around the dog, do all sorts of things, look away, pretend you're not looking at the dog, dangle that lure, flip that lure, and make sure the dog is not responding to that lure. You don't want your dog snapping at a bait. Play safe, keep your dog safe, folks. Take care of your dogs and they'll take care of you. Remember, for the latest fish stewardship news, listen to Bluefish Radio, brought to you by Yukonuba Pet Foods.